The fox wolf ignored her, but took his spite out by kicking Marielle.
Although you said they were coming around, Sour Ghoul, this one's still senseless. Look!
He kicked Marielle again, and her eyes snapped open.
I'll remember your face when the time comes for me to slay you, ugly one.
She spat out. Nagru stood over her, smiling evilly.
Well, well. Tough words for a mouse maid who's hardly in a position to slay any beast. Listen, fool. I am the Urgan Nagru. I could squash all three of you like so many bothersome gnats. And I will if you don't answer my questions. What are you doing in Southsward? Where did the squirrels and otters go to? Tell me!
From his position on the self-law, Meldrum the Magnificent blew a long sigh of boredom.
Some beasts love to hear the sound of their own voice, don't they? Tell that wallet to buzz off, will you? I'm taking me no nap.
Silvermore drew a dagger and leaped at the hare. Nagru restrained her as she snapped at him.
Don't! Can't you see they're not going to tell you anything? Kill them now, I say!
Nagru placed himself between Silvermore and the captives.
I want them kept alive for the moment. Leave this to me.
The three friends sat up facing Nagru, conscious of the vixen prowling back and forth behind him. The foxwolf crouched, letting his metal claws show ominously.
You do well to listen to my words. Make it a lot easier on yourselves. And just tell me where Serena and that brat of hers are hiding.
Dandin eyed him coolly.
Or?
Silvermord leaned over Nagru's shoulder, brandishing her dagger lovingly as she hissed.
Or you won't be able to talk for screaming.
The foxwolf shook his head pityingly.
She'll get to you sooner or later. Probably after you've rotted in here a while from hunger and thirst. So give me your answer now, and we'll reach an agreement. I could do with three warriors such as you. It would spare you all this.
The trio looked from one to another. Marielle nodded. They lay back down with Meldrum yawning.
Close the door on your way out, will you? It gets quite draughty in here with it open.
Surprisingly, Nagru kept his temper. Though he had to signal the guards to restrain Silvermord, she was struggling to get at them. Spittle and foam, wringing her lips as she shouted wildly.
Leave me an hour with them, just an hour. I'll have them talking so fast they won't be able to stop.
The guards hustled her out. Nagru stood framed in the doorway, a thin smile on his lips.
Fine words from warriors, but think on this. You are no longer warriors free to do battle. You are my prisoners to do with as I please, without liberty, food or drink. Soon you will begin to feel weak, thin and hungry, sick and thirsty. I've seen it before. You will be reduced to whining, cringing wretches who will betray one another for a cup of water or a crust of bread.